To be all in is something that we say. It's a phrase, but it means something that's significant. Our mission is to be all in followers, to lead people to be all in. We want marriages that are all in. We want families that are all in, fathers that are all in, mothers that are all in, disciples that are all in. We don't want half-hearted commitment when it comes to anything. And when it comes to the places that you like to visit, the restaurants, hotels, if you can afford it, you want people that are all in. You want people with excellence. And so what does it mean to be all in? To be all in doesn't mean that it's up to you to purify yourself. It doesn't mean all in, I got to try harder. I'm all in, I have to get myself together. Have you ever said that? I got to get myself together. I've said that. Man, I got to get myself together. I'm a mess. To be all in doesn't mean that you get yourself together. To be all in means that you give all of yourself together to God. To be all in means that you give everything, and in exchange, God gives you everything. You don't come, there's nothing you can do to impress God, really. So you come and you surrender. To be all in means that you surrender. You say, Lord, I'm done. I am done. I'm done fighting you. I'm done resisting you. I'm done making excuses. I'm done playing this game of back and forth and one foot in, one foot. I'm done. That's when you get to a point where you're just completely done. And I love horses, and I have cousins that they break horses, and it takes a few months to break the horse. But the horse fights, and it just resists, and it doesn't want to be broken. It wants to be wild, and it wants to do what it wants to do. It's stubborn. And the horse is more powerful than the trainer. That's the crazy thing. And the horse is strong. But the trainer, they continue to work with the horse, and they break the horse. And when the horse is broken, they know, because the horse just gives. And it's broken. And we're stubborn people. I say we, because I ask my wife, am I stubborn? She says, is this a true question? Before God, yes, you are. And it's something that I'm submitting to God. I'm like, I can be stubborn. And I need to submit that, because stubbornness is as the sin of idolatry, which means that I elevate my opinion above everyone else's. So my opinion becomes a God to me. I'm right. Make sense? Does anybody else deal with that? You always have to be right? That's idolatry. Which means that you will elevate your opinion above everyone else's. And when we do that before God, please, please, for your sake, and I'm speaking to myself, I'm looking at the mirror right now, please repent. Yield. Surrender. So to be all in means that we just surrender, and we do this every time we meet. And I want to remind you that we're training in righteousness. Before I even get to the teaching, this is important. Make sure that we're really trying to grasp what God is saying. God, give me ears to hear, eyes to see. Because the important thing is, you take what God is whispering to you, what he's saying to you, and you quickly apply it. You hear and you obey. You have faith, and then you have works to apply the faith. You're a hearer and you're a doer, and you're sitting here and you're saying, how can I apply this immediately? Immediately. One of the things that I ask my kids, like, what did you learn today? Summarize it. And they kind of get nervous. And it's a practice. And if they don't summarize it well, then I go and I'm like, man, I didn't teach well. But then I'm like, no, you have to, the burden is for you to listen to what God is saying and apply it. Because you can come and sit and think that just sitting is enough. And I've said this to you before in different ways, but to come and just sit is like going to the gym and sitting and watching people work out. And fooling yourself into thinking that you're getting into shape. And then walking away and saying, that was good. But our faith is more like going to the gym and actually working out. And every time I go to the gym, it's a love-hate relationship. It just is for me. Because I'm basically breaking myself down to build myself back up again. And if I don't get sore the next day, I didn't do enough. So if I didn't push myself past comfort, I didn't do enough. If I just did a little bit and I'm just like, I feel like I waste my time. You should feel like you wasted your time if you come in here and you don't push past your comfort. You should see it this way. You should see that I'm breaking down to be built back up. God is breaking me down to be building me back up. And what is he breaking down? Your flesh, your stubbornness, your pride. We all have that, right? We should come in knowing, okay, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And there's things that are going to be cut off, and it's going to be sore tomorrow. And I'm going to be a little grumpy tomorrow because I have to transform. And it's not up to me. My job is to come and to submit, and the Lord is the one who does the heavy lifting. But I have to submit my will and yield myself, and I have to get uncomfortable. And so if I have to come to the altar, if I have to kneel and surrender and repent and confess, whatever I have to do, I need to get out of my comfort zone because that's the only way that I'm truly going to transform. And I'm saying that because every time we come, we're training in righteousness. Get that in your mind. I'm training in righteousness. I am in Christ. Christ is in me. And I am a son, and I'm becoming one, which means it's a process. Amen.